Health officials in Florida are investigating several cases of severe kidney disease in children. It's possible the children became sick after visiting petting zoos earlier this month. If animals in petting zoos are responsible for this outbreak, it won't be the first time children have become seriously ill from contact with animals. Today, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is releasing a set of guidelines for minimizing the risk of animal-to-human disease transmission. Veterinarian Jeffrey Bender of the University of Minnesota co-wrote those guidelines, and he joins us now. Dr. Bender, put the problem in perspective for us. Why and when do these outbreaks generally occur?
Well, these outbreaks generally occur during the summer months. As you can imagine, we have many county fairs. We have traveling petting zoos. We have other type of venues where animal and human contact can occur. Now, one of the things that we wanted to stress is that if we look at, say, for example, E. coli 0157, which is the cause of bloody diarrhea, which is the suspect agent in these recent illnesses in children in Florida, there are probably about 73,000 cases each year in the United States, and a small percentage of those may be attributed to direct animal contact. But the alarming thing is that we're seeing more of these type of outbreaks, and some of them are actually quite large, and unfortunately, because there might be at-risk populations such as children or immunocompromised, those are the ones that we're quite concerned about.
Well, beyond the question of whether the children are immunocompromised, if the problem's getting worse, why?
It's probably multifaceted. I think one of the factors is that we are a non-agrarian society. I mean, we're more of an urban society, so we're probably not exposed to some of these agents as often or as frequently as we have in the past, in the 40, 50 years before that. The second factor is that many of these agents that we're concerned about, and many of these are passed by hand-to-mouth or fecal-oral transmission, and they're fairly new bugs, and they're finding probably novel ways to infect people.
As we said, Dr. Bender, you actually worked on the guidelines that the CDC released today. Could you tell us what you're specifically recommending?
There's a number of different things that we're recommending here. The single most important thing is really hand washing, and to have hand washing facilities readily available, configured actually for children, because they have a hard time turning the knobs or pushing the buttons, and so that's one of the important things to remember when facilities are designed, is to try to make sure that they are configured for kids especially. Other things that we're recommending is education, education of the operators of these animal exhibits, and also some visitor education there. And that may be in the form of signage. It may be in the form of just supervision of the animal visitor interactions. The other thing that these particular guidelines do is try to look at the design and management of those facilities to really control and prevent disease transmission events. And that would include separating what we call animal contact areas from non-animal contact areas. So non-animal contact areas would be areas where you would eat. We also provide some specific recommendations just for animals that are in school settings. Animals are very good teaching tool, and they're actually very common in many schools. And there are some animals that may be appropriate and some that are not. And so that's some of the things that we try to address, as well as what type of animals fit with certain age groups of children. And then the last thing is just recognizing that there are certain at-risk populations that want to probably take extra precautions when they are to visit an animal exhibit.
Dr. Bender, thanks for talking to us.
Thank you.
Dr. Jeffrey Bender is with the University of Minnesota. He co-wrote guidelines released today by the CDC for minimizing the risk of animal-to-human disease transmission. And you can find those guidelines at our website, npr.org.